Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Hello everyone, how are we all doing? Come on in, sit on down, let's do a bit of a quick Q&A session today. It's going to be fast because I, in about 50 minutes, will have to duck out and jump onto another podcast visit. That's right guys, we're playing with the big dogs now. I've been invited to go onto the Eddie Bravo podcast. Look into it, I think his podcast is called. I don't know, I don't follow the guy. But yeah, it's good, it's going to be good. I'm going to talk about the, you guessed it, Little season. Normally I'm the guy who goes around doing the Nephilim look like clowns thing on these type of podcasts, but no, is one of his, the guy who books for him, one of his mates who lives in England, reached out to me and asked me if I'd be interested in going on Bravo's show to talk about the Little Season theory. He was saying, man, I love the topic, I love your work on it, I think Eddie would really love to hear it, you should talk to him. I was like, yeah, sort it out then, fine. And yeah, so he's that's been arranged. And funnily enough, the guy then asked me, like, oh, what supermarket did you work at? Because I used to work at Morrison's as well before I did this. And I was like, yeah, I worked at Aldi. I had a bit of a laugh about that. So it's good to have a fellow Brit involved in making this happen. But yeah, so I'm going to be talking to Eddie Bravo in about an hour. So I thought before I do that, I'll jump on with you guys, let you guys know what I'm doing and what I'm up to. That means I'm, because it's quite late, because it's Pacific time, so I'll be going at 10 p.m. UK time. I figured I'd better squeeze something in for you guys, my usual Wednesday Q&A, just before I go on with Eddie instead. So here I am, guys. How are we all doing? Let's check the chat. Let's see what's going on. We've got some new faces, some familiar faces. We've got Rajamat, great to see you. We've got Red Storm, Pam, Shannon, Hungry Wolf, Amelia, Kyle. We've got everyone here. They're all coming in. Jack Evans, we've got Linda, we've got Mary, MK Ryan's in the house here to do a bit of moderating. He's when he decides to turn up to work, you know, he puts in the effort, which is good. We got Nick, we've got Susie, Donut, we've got Douglas here. It's 1 p.m. in Oregon, rainy and cool. That's right, yes. So you guys are, what, 8 hours? 9 hours? 9 hours, is it? What is that? Yeah, I think you guys are 9 hours behind me. So think about that next time you see me doing a late night podcast. Someone showed a side-by-side of Elon's eye and the one on the dollar bill. Fiction? I've not seen that. Does it look just like the one on the $1 bill? Oh no, here we go. I'm going to have to look into this one. That, you've got me. Let me just quickly have a look. You've hooked me with that one. Elon $1 bill I. Something about Why is there a floating eye in the $1 bill? This is actually... Elon Musk eye on dollar bill. There's a TikTok video. Look at his eyes. He's acting strange. No, I can't find it. I can't find that video. Someone's going to have to send that to me in the Telegram group because that sounds just as conspiratorially crazy as I like to go on this channel. I do like to go down that kind of rabbit hole. So let me know if anyone that wants to share that in the Telegram group, if anyone's got that picture to go. Questions and answers, says Dean. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord and the waters cover the sea. Okay. Where's the question and where's the answer? Miles, Yahweh's blessings to you all. Good to see you, Miles. Thanks for the reminder. Don't know Eddie, but that redheaded guy is so cool. He's on me. I'm not a ginger. I am a blonde. Sorry to break it to you. If you don't know who Eddie Bravo is, look up his podcasts with the Joe Rogan Experience, especially the older ones. A lot of fun to listen to and has a fun mind. He's gone on the Joe Rogan Experience with Alex Jones before too, and he's a flat earther. Yeah, I know, I roughly know a bit about Eddie. I don't listen to his podcast or anything. I know the circles and crowds he used to be in. I know he's heavily into MMA as well, and like spiritualism. I know he talked a lot with Joe Rogan in the past on his podcast, and he kind of goes in the same similar comedian circles as like Sam Tripoli. I've been on Sam Tripoli's podcast as well, talking about the clowns, so we'll have that to discuss and that back and forth. It's a bit of a bridge there. You know, he may have already heard me talk about the clowns and didn't realize I'm the same guy. Who knows? We'll see how that conversation goes. But it's going to be fun. I'm just going to wing it, as I always do. I've got my reference guide here. I've got to keep this with me to pull up any quotes last minute if I need to quickly. I'll say, let me just quickly skip to page or whatever. Here we go. And Jesus said this, you know. So thanks, Rob, again, for this wonderful book. If you guys haven't got yourself this 50-page epic summary of the entire theory, go get yourself a copy. Links are in the description for this video on Amazon. He's selling the thing for like $3 or something silly. The guy's not making any money. So go and get yourself a copy. But I've got my reference guide right here, which I'll be referring to and likely promoting while I'm doing that show as well, to be honest. For those who don't know, I got a message. The guy sold over 1,000 copies since I read it on the channel of this, which is wonderful. That's fantastic. So well done, everybody. People are buying them in bulk, giving them to people and just spreading the word. And that's fantastic, isn't it? That's amazing. We're doing good things here, which I'm quite happy about. Let's move that camera a bit more central. There we go. So let me keep the chat going live here. Jesus loves you all, says Dragonfly. Amen to that. He sure does. Wonderful, Paul, says Susie G. Funny how MK Ultra was about mind control and brainwashing. MK Millennial Kingdom, says Shanna. Ah, that's a good point. And MK Ryan as well. What does he know that we don't know? Come on, fill us in, Ryan. What do you know? Made it on time, more or less, says Trey's Dojo. Yeah, well, like I said, this is going to be a short one, guys. You've got me for like maybe 40 minutes, 50 minutes, something now before I got to hop onto this next podcast. So any questions, if there's anything you guys want me to specifically talk about with Eddie, because this is going to be I don't think his podcast gets that many views, you know, I've been on big podcasts before, you know, but obviously he's a big name in the game. So this is going to give us a bit of exposure to a wider audience that we otherwise wouldn't have normally got. So let me know, guys, if there's anything you want me to say or bring up that you think I should make sure I bring up. Remind me now's your chance. And let's have a back and forth and remind me. Anyone know what happened to Kingdom Paratess? Can't find her channel anymore, says Kyle Davis. Kyle, it's hard to say what happened to her exactly, but she got into a bit of a fight with people on the Telegram group over some trivial stuff. I think she took a step back and basically just took everything down as a result. I'm not sure. I think she might have some personal things going on behind the scenes, some things she needs to work out. I don't exactly know the details. But yeah, maybe I think she's just taking a step back. It may have all got a bit too much for her. And that's it, really. We'll see what happens with Time, eh? Wendy's in the house gifting out memberships as per usual. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it's going to go with this podcast. I'm going to record it myself and I'm probably going to release it to the patrons as soon as I can, if not straight away. It takes time to do renders and stuff and actually get the video. So maybe tomorrow it will be up on Patreon. But I can't release it to the public until obviously Eddie releases his own podcast and his own platform. But I think I'll definitely upload it for the patrons. I don't think I can do it to YouTube members only, just for copyright reasons. Until he releases his, I'm only going to put it onto my patrons only. If you want to listen to the Eddie Bravo podcast earlier, because I don't know when he's going to release it. It could be in a week. It could be in a month, for all I know. But it'll be there for the patrons to watch and listen to, so you get a sneak peek. Because his final version, I'm sure, will have cuts and adverts put in and all sorts of things going on, you know. I'm probably the dumbest person here, to be honest, says MK Ryan. And that's why I hired you to be my right-hand man, an unassuming man with no questions and no thoughts of his own. That's exactly what you need to help run a regime. Sam Tripoli is a colourful Christian guy. I love him, says Douglas. Yeah, he's funny, isn't he? He's a comedian at heart, but he's a good guy. I had fun talking with him, definitely. Please mention that they know we know, Paul, says Susie G. Yeah, they definitely know that we know. And we know that they know that we know that we know. And going on and on and on and on with that one. You'll do fantastic, Paul, says Wendy. I think I'll do fine. I'm just going to do what I always do, you know. I feel like this. I was joking about it with Miles, but I feel like there are some people out there who are more nervous than I am about this thing, because it's kind of, this is the big break. This is our chance to get this truth out there, you know. Don't blow it, Paul. That kind of thing. And it's like, guys, I'm just going to do what I've always done and say exactly what I've always said. There's no point preparing, because everything I kind of know is just in my head. And my wife said, like, someone just asks you a question, you go on for hours. It's like, you don't need to prep for anything. I'm like, yeah, I don't think so. I think if I did prep, it would lose the meanness to the whole thing, you know. And it's not about me, obviously, it's about spreading the truth of Christ, but I think, you know, the way I deliver the message would lose its charm a little bit if I started like scripting my responses and just have a conversation with the guy, you know. I'm not there to put on a performance necessarily. And who knows, maybe if I'm real, like I try to be, maybe it could be a regular thing. Probably not, but you know, who knows? You never know, do you? It's always good to try and keep those doors open. What's going on here? Will you know the truth, says Dean. I don't know. Okay, Dean, are you trying to preach something on us here, or like push something on us? You're giving cryptic messages, and I don't like cryptic. I like honesty. So say what you mean. Say it. What's going on? Susie, we've got Leaving Babylon in the house, have we? I must have missed. There she is, MK, hiding the MK from our minds. That's right, Madeline. I have yet to catch up with your videos. I've been falling behind on those, but you've just reminded me. I'm going to have to give them a listen soon. Ask him if he believes in Jesus, says Guacamole Kid. I mean, we're going to be talking about Jesus a lot, so I'm pretty sure that I'll get a gist of the answer to that question. But whether he believes in Jesus or not, this will be a compelling, probably something he's never heard before about our Lord and Savior, which I think could definitely pull him in if that's the case. But I'm not here to convert Eddie Bravo to be a Christian today. I'm just here to talk about the little season theory and all of its facets. It's best just to leave it at that. Paul, make sure to mention that the gospel is unchanged regardless of the little season. Explain how to receive Christ is your Savior. Yeah, sure, okay. I'll keep the basics. Obviously, they are the basics, absolutely. I respect Eddie for standing by flat earth in the face of a lot of folks. He took a lot of heat, but he stood his ground. Yeah, and I think I can talk with him about that and explain, you know, yeah, Eddie, man, I'm there with you. It's cool that you took that stance, and, you know, a lot, this theory melds well with it in a way, because we're talking about the Rupus Nigra, the New Jerusalem, the beloved city and the camp of saints in the North Pole at the center of the flat earth model. So I'm sure he'll appreciate that theory getting involved. We can talk Santa Claus and the satanic inversion going on there symbolically. I'm sure he'll enjoy all of that. Trivial to say the least, says Pearl. Yeah, I know. No comments, says Wendy. I think I know what we're talking about there. MK Ryan, I heard she got scurvy. All right, well, okay, well, let's play nice. Let's play nice. Connor's got me wanting Mexican food this week. I saw he got tacos. I've seen the thumbnail, but I haven't seen the man's got to eat video yet, Connor. Was it a burrito or tacos? I don't know. I've yet to catch up again. For those who don't know, I've been on holiday. I've been in Scotland. I've been in Edinburgh. Yeah, so I've got lots of videos and photos to share with you guys when I get a chance. It was an amazing place, beautiful, and I felt very much at home there. I'm not going to lie. I've never been to Edinburgh before, but I've always told you guys about my dreams. You know, I've always dreamt of multi-layered, complex cities made of cobblestones and old sandstone, old world style, 1800 style buildings, but beautifully grand and complex with multi-layers built upon layers with bridges everywhere. And it's just this a huge complex of a city made out of this style. And I've always dreamt of these places and just living in them and exploring them and interacting with people in them and going day to day in them, you know, and having adventures in these places. All my life I've dreamt of this, and being in Edinburgh is like that dream coming true. It quite literally is a representation of everything I've ever seen in these dreams. So it was odd. It was a very odd feeling being there. I didn't know to expect that until I got there. It was a bit of an off-the-cuff last-minute trip, just something for me, the wife, and the kids to do for a couple of days, a city break, you know. We drove up there, and being there and exploring that place, I was like, whoa, this is something else. And it was very much one of those, it's that Sopranos moment, that clip that was going around where she's walking around Paris and she looks around at these buildings and just says to herself, like, who built this? And I was having one of those moments myself. I was walking around, like, in the middle of Old Town, looking at all these buildings and these churches everywhere. And I'm like, who built this? Like, when? Like, look at this place. This place is nuts. Like, how? How did they build this place? Like, you don't understand. Like, there's, like, this bridge somehow that is just covered with these massive, complex Roman buildings that are just huge. But then the bridge it's built upon is like this massive, like, I don't know, like 30 to 50 meter drop with more buildings built underneath. And I'm like, who did this? How did they get all these up here? Like, who designs bridges like this? It's like boggles the mind. You're looking at these things. And it reminded me that I'd been hearing, but never really researched it. I hadn't even researched it when I went there either. And I've only just briefly looked into it since getting back. But there is a theory knocking about out there that Edinburgh is Jerusalem and is old Jerusalem. And the Temple on the Mount is quite literally that castle on the Mount there. And the Mount of Olives is St. Arthur's Seat, which is a mountain, which is just next to Edinburgh, which is kind of right in the middle of it. And it looks like it's been split in half. It quite literally looks like that. If you look at it on Google Maps, it's got this giant split going down the middle. And it's kind of someone out there has done the work to say Constantine changed where all these things truly went down when he got into power and moved it to the Middle East when really all happened in England. And Edinburgh was the Jerusalem. And I think someone wrote a book out there. His second name is Beaumont. I haven't looked into it much. I'm paraphrasing here from the loose things I've very quickly seen, but I'm pretty sure he's done that whole, you can literally line up all the places discussed in the Bible and they have a perfect place equidistant from Edinburgh based on where they said things would be with the same names, just like they've done in America as well. Like, so I know there's a lot of America was the true Holy Land people out there, but it turns out people are doing the same thing for England as well. So I'm thinking I might get the American, the people out there who are advocating for America to be the true Holy Land discussed in the Bible, get them to lay out why that's the case. And then I'm going to go get the people who are saying Scotland is the true place where the Holy Land, it all went down, and get them to lay out their case on the channel. And let's just see. Let's see what we come up with. Because one thing's for certain, I think Madeline hinted at it earlier today as well, that Jerusalem as described in the Bible is nothing like the Jerusalem we have today in the Middle East. It's not the same thing. It's wrong. Like, it's kind of like a decoy. I think she called it a decoy Jerusalem. So I'm open to looking into alternative ideas about what's really going on here, you know. And us being the little seasoned theorists that we are, I think these are ideas we need to entertain. And we need to start looking into and considering, because if they've lied about history, they probably lied about geography too. Let's put it that way. I've got a few super chats coming in here. Let me just check them quickly before I disappear. Paul, thank you. Strengthen my faith with your work. God bless. Sue and Cujo says go on. Oh, thank you. I'm glad I've played some small part in your faith. That's wonderful to hear. Someone's responded saying thanks. Thank you. We got Janet's left a $10 super chat. Thanks for that, Janet. I really appreciate it. And Donut's there cheerleading away as usual. Thanks, Donut. I appreciate your support as well. So let me just get the chat back up. What do you think about the Scotland? It's actually Jerusalem idea. I'm just mulling it about, guys. I don't know if it's true or not. Having visited Edinburgh, there's a magic in that place, I can tell you right now. And it's very, very, very clear from a lot of the architecture, Rome was there in full force. Like Rome built a lot of that place. But then you see the Gothic architecture just weaved in everywhere in between all the Roman architecture. And it's kind of the meek shall inherit the earth type of situation. And it's kind of, we're dealing with a Roman occupied land where Jesus was dwelling and preaching. And it's kind of, it could fit, you know. It's kind of, the Roman architecture is unbelievable. Unlike anything I think you'll see anywhere else, it's wild. There's buildings on the bridge, that's crazy. Not just buildings, like a full street on a bridge. It's baffling. It's absolutely baffling. And they just talk, people like are just oblivious. Because that's the thing, when you live in a city like that, you stop paying attention to the beauty around you, and you don't really care. But the city's just full of like crackheads and homeless people and con men, and everything's overpriced and it's bustling. It's full of tourists everywhere and it's ruined. It's not like what it used to be, clearly. And there's just graffiti everywhere, rubbish everywhere, and it's decaying and the upkeep's been gone and lost. And it's clearly not what it used to be, but you can just see this echo of like a former glory within it all. And you could imagine from a Little Caesar perspective what it would have been like to live there when it was at its prime. And it would have been unprecedented. It would have been unbelievable. It would have been a hub of civilization for the day, Ask Eddie to explain the gospel so that you can help him explain it correctly, says John Holloway. Okay, there's a lot of people asking me to push the gospel on him. I mean, I'm going to be talking about Jesus a lot today in the gospel, so I won't worry too much about that. He's going to get the gospel whether he likes it or not, because that's basically what this whole theory is based on, right? But I understand people seem to be really wanting that to be pushed today, okay? I'm almost done with the work day, Janet. That's good, Wendy. Faroe Islands up there too. Faroe, Egypt, says leaving Babylon. Interesting. This is what I mean. There's loads of stuff like that. I think it's like the Hebrews with the Hebes, which are a thing, like a tribe, a specific Gaelic, like Scottish tribe that was up there. Someone's done loads of things and broken down the names. And I think there's Joppa. There's a coast called Joppa in the Bible. And there is quite literally the coast of Joppa in Edinburgh. Like just north of Edinburgh, northeast of Edinburgh. Like not that far. It's like, I think it's like 3 miles away or something. Like 3 miles away is the coast of Joppa. From the center of Edinburgh. And I think the place they've equated to being that in the Middle East is called Jaffa or something like that. And it's like 30 miles away. It's kind of, it fits better with Edinburgh is what this guy is saying with the description of the time it takes to travel and all this type of thing. So I don't know, it's interesting. It could be, it really could be. But the problem is that then this always gets into identitarianism. Who are the true Israelites? Who are the true people of God? And, whether it was the black Israelites it tends to get into race identitarian stuff. They always end up hijacking this type of topic. And then it just turns into a racist mess. It really does every time. And which is why I'm hesitant to even broach this topic, because I don't want to seem like some kind of white supremacist pushing like white people are the true Israelites, screw everyone else type of stuff, you know, and that makes us no better than those people in the Middle East right now claiming to be God's chosen either. it's a horrible endless loop. And it's kind of, we have to understand that even if we were the true Israelites or whatever it is going on or something, then we were the ones that rejected the Savior, right, and crucified him. So it's not actually any good when you really think about it. This is why the salvation is now for all, and the body of Christ is to all nations and people and races and genders. It doesn't matter. We're above all that now. And we need to remember that. So just because if I do start saying maybe Scotland was Jerusalem, I'm not suddenly becoming a white identitarian, white Israelist nationalist type. That's not what this channel is doing. And I'm prefacing that right now. I never wanted it to go down that route. So don't start, please. And those of you who are those people, you're barking up the wrong tree if you think that's what this is going to be. You have helped us find truth in God's word, undoing all the lies we've been told. Thank you, says Denise Hamilton. Well, thank you for the support, Denise. I'm happy I've helped you. And so my ramblings are doing something. That's wonderful to know. Ask Eddie to get the trio in for an episode with Joe. You guys can convince Joe and Brian that the earth is not a globe. Oh, I'm not. That's not the hill I care to die on, the whole geocentrism, flat earth topic. I'm a biblical cosmologist through and through, but this channel's focus is not that, you know. I'm late, fellas. Don't forget to like. 223 people and under 50 likes. Hey, go like the video, guys. Give it a stop. Pause for a second. Go down there and just click like. It helps the algorithm. They came from England and Germany. Would love to go to Scotland, says Joyce. It's definitely, I'd recommend it, honestly. It's amazing that it was literally like a 4-hour drive away. And I'm like, that's just there, you know, and you just don't realize, like, England is full of just beauty. Like, it's, I know every country has beautiful places, but there's something special about England. I don't know what it is. I've been to other places in the world, you know, and I know it's home and everything, but the British Isles, should I say, because Scotland's not England, it's a different country, but we're free to travel. You know, there's no borders, real. There's no real border that stops you or anything like that, but you see these places and it's kind of, you feel how old it is, the history, you feel the history of the place, you know? And yeah, it's intense. It's really intense. Just watch a 1930s Edinburgh film on YouTube. It's incredible, says Douglas. Yeah. Yeah. It just seeing it is unbelievable. You don't realize it till you're there, you know? I had a dream about a floating city, kind of like Bioshock. Interesting. That's the point, actually. Yeah, Bioshock 3 is about a floating city, isn't it? And it's all religious and Christian. I'm going to have to go back to that damn thing and analyze the whole game, aren't I? I'm not going to play through it again because I've already done it, you know. But the whole multiverse portal thing is a bit out there, you know. A bit Mandela effect-y, isn't it? You know, in my reality, it was this. And it gets really trippy and odd. But yeah, now that you mention it, there was a lot of Millennial Kingdom references in that game. A lot. Like, it was a highly Christianized type society living in the sky, wasn't it? Specifically. That got massively out of hand and got corrupted through genetic engineering, which is even weirder. On my way to Scotland this month, says Faye Sitting Hub. Well, yeah, have fun. Enjoy it. Pepe's popping in to say hi. Thanks for being here. Did you go underground anywhere? No, I didn't go underground. I explored the castle. I went under the castle into the dungeons and that sort of stuff. But no, we were only there really for a day and a half. We arrived, we did the castle, we slept. We spent a day in Edinburgh, slept, and then went home. So we weren't there long enough. We didn't know how long we'd need. And I think we needed at least 2 more days to really get into everything. Maybe get in the car and go to the coast and explore that area as well. It's a shame, really. We'll probably go back. I think we'll go back. I think it's definitely something we'll do again. Though I fancy driving south next time if I'm going to go anywhere, exploring the south coast of England, somewhere I've not been again. Edinburgh's been my favourite city for a long time since leaving Barcelona. High Street takes a whole new meaning in Edinburgh. Yeah, absolutely. And the Royal Mile as well. Honestly, the monuments there as well. It's beautiful. Stairs everywhere. Yeah, lots of steps. The hills kill you. Yeah, they do. I try carrying. I had a baby on me as well. Like, in fact, let me just quickly. I'm not going to show you all the family photos, but I'll show you one. While I'm at it, because obviously I don't want you to. I'm not showing my kids' faces on YouTube. It's just not something we're doing. Because it's not their choice, is it? They're not choosing to have their faces on YouTube. But I'll see if I can get a nice photo up. Me a second, guys. I'm just trying to find it. I still need to pass through all these. They're quite unedited, but there's your boy, baby carrier and all. Yeah, on the tour bus in Edinburgh, going. That's possibly the Mount of Olives in the background. I'm not 100% sure, but that's Arthur's Seat in the background there, which could have been the Mount of Olives, which was clear. Honestly, it looks like a mountain that's been crushed in half. That's what it looks like from an aerial view. Yeah, it's odd. It's very odd. Let's zoom out there. There I am. baby carrier and all, yeah. The tour bus was easy, but the whole climbing up and down everything, it got quite difficult. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah, we got a good view of everything on the tour bus. It was a good way to see the whole city quickly. And then we got off and wandered around and had a look around and did what we could. But you're seeing stuff like this everywhere. It's just non-stop layer after layer with cathedrals. As no matter where you're looking, you're just seeing this kind of stuff. Yeah, it's pretty intense and it's overwhelming to start exploring, but I've been to Paris and that's bigger, to be honest, so I'm not too worried. I think my wife got a nice picture of me smiling there, having a good time in my natural habitat, as you can see. And then you've got the castle on the hill, which dominates no matter where you're looking. It's always there. Which is quite a sight to behold as well. Let's see if I can quick edit. Yeah. And that could be the Temple on the Mount, as was mentioning earlier. And then wherever you look as well, you just see this monument sticking out everywhere. This thing looks nuts. Just built for decoration, apparently, or something, or was it an antenna of some kind? Who knows? But the Antiquitech is off the hook with this place, if you want to call it Antiquitech. But yeah, no, it was beautiful. Like I said, guys, I've got video as well. We'll pass it out. There's a view from the castle of some of this stuff. But we'll pass it out. I'll go through it all and I'll show you what I've got in a different video at a different time. Because I need to remove all the family photos from there as well before I showcase too much. Here's a picture of that monument I managed to get up close again. Just ordained. This thing is so complex. Beautiful and enormous. Absolutely enormous. Like, you can't quite fathom how big it is. It's large. It's very large. But yeah, there you go. There's some quick photos to share with you guys quickly there. So I'll, like I said, I'll make a video, I'll compile a lot more and we'll show them. Looks like I've got another super chat there, from Denise. That's Denise, there we go. And Donuts replied, excellent, my ancestors are from there. Yeah, I think a lot of people's ancestors are from England when it comes to the Caucasian spread out all throughout the lands. Gorgeous, absolutely. Castles are amazing. Yeah, Keely took most of those photos, pretty much all of them. I took a few at the end. So Keely was going around taking a lot of the pictures on the bus. I was busy dealing with the child, feeding the child on the bus. He started screaming, so I had to feed him. I'll see you guys tonight. Honk, honk, says Connor. Thanks for being here. Austin is, what is Eddie Roberts' podcast? I don't see it on YouTube. Is it live or nah? It's called Look Into It. I don't think it's live. I think it's pre-recorded, and then he'll upload it to his wherever you get your podcasts from. Yeah, I think it's on every platform. I don't think it's a YouTube video thing. Which, by the way, I am going to have to go in about 10 minutes or something like that, guys. So if anyone wants to say anything before I get going, any questions, anything, again, you want me to mention specifically to Eddie before I do this, let me know. It's like stepping back in time, says Davina. It is. It truly is. We've got Beck from Oz here as well. Great to see you. The Scottish Monument looks like it could take off into the air at any moment. It does look something like that, yeah. Yeah. That's just one monument, though. The whole place is full of the damn things. It's unprecedented. Even though it's different to a degree, the anime movie Metropolis really depicts what's happening to us, almost like the millennial reign forgetfulness. Interesting, I'll look into that. The anime movie Metropolis, okay. What are your thoughts on the time-traveling narrative being pushed by movies? How would it relate to this little season? You have great insight on how the alien narrative fits in. So far, I'm not one to believe in time-traveling. I think that negates everything that God stands for. That people can just move to wherever they want in time and change things. I think it's a bit of a fictional narrative created for the little season. To spark the imaginations of the quantum physicists out there, you know, to think they could obtain such power. And I think it's also convenient to have people believing that's possible, because then in the future they could deceive us when the advanced human race appears from space or something, or the aliens appear. It could be like, no, were you from the future here to tell you what you need to know to advance the next step in human evolution or something like that? And I'm pretty sure people already have visitations from people telling them that. Ascended masters from the future of humanity coming back in time to help humanity ascend and advance. I have yet to be convinced of time travel, personally. You know, I think everything that we hear is anecdotal and possibly fabricated for those purposes. I would just talk biblical cosmology in Little Season with Eddie for your first show with him. The two big ones, Little Season alone is mind-blowing. Yeah, you know, to use a colloquial phrase, I'm just going to shoot the shit with him. I'm just going to talk to the guy and have a conversation about wherever it takes us and introduce him to this concept of the Little Season and introduction to concept. That's all this is going to be. Not too advanced, you know, but it'd be a fun conversation. I think we'll have some fun. I think if anyone out there because I told people this was going to happen like a few days ago before I went on holiday, and like I said, people may have got excited, and I think they need to taper their expectations a little bit, because this is, after all, this is a fun podcast. This is a conspiratainment entertainment style podcast more than anything. And this isn't going to change the world. Let's put it that way. But it is exciting that we're reaching bigger audiences. That's for sure. And I have just realized I have baby vomit stain on my jacket here from earlier, which is very, very obvious in this lighting. So I'm going to have to get changed before this show. This is why we do these test runs. This is why we do these things. Maybe I could hide it with a scarf. No, I can't hide it with a scarf. I can take attention away from it. No, I'm going to have to go get changed. Pretty typical. That's what you get for being a dad, isn't it? That'll teach me. That's a mess, isn't it? That's horrible. What if I can get it out? I'm not gonna be able to get it out or dry it in time. Little Season is much love. Look into the forensic historians Wilson and Blackett and their books about British Welsh history, Ark of the Covenant, and Jesus being in Wales. See, this is what I mean. Everyone thinks Jesus was everywhere, or the New Jerusalem was always in their country or their place. The Australians will be saying the same thing next. Isn't that right, Beck? But I don't know. I'm going to look into it and see what we come up with. Maybe get some of the people out there who talk about this to come on the channel and explain it thoroughly, because I'm an idiot when it comes to this kind of stuff. Those big doorways in all the old buildings, were people taller? It's possible people were taller. It's also possible the big doorways were just used to cool places down quicker. You know, it's just let in a big draft, get some air into those big buildings, you know, and in summer when the rocks are trapping in the heat and it's getting pretty hot and toasty in there, you know, through those rose glass windows, it might be beneficial to open those really big doors and let a lot of air in very quickly, you know. So there is that too. I don't necessarily know if it was because they were giants. They may have had a more of a practical application, but maybe. I know the Tartarian theory says they were a lot bigger, those people, than us. I wonder why the old stone circles, etc., still line up with the moon and certain stars. Does this mean they were relatively untouched by any tribulation events? Just wondering. You know what? I think, and this is something I've been looking into too, with this whole Scottish thing, I heard a guy talking on a podcast briefly, and he said they're fabricating ruins. The Freemasons are going around building ruins in places to make a false history. And I'm starting to wonder if that's the case. Because I'm pretty sure Paul Cook talks about this. He's a bit of a Tartarian guy. He's always going around looking for geopolymer and all this type of stuff, and get boots on the ground exploring old world ruins and places. And he keeps saying, you know, they get these places and they build a ruin on top of it to make you believe it was like something else, or to tie into this false history narrative. So I'm wondering if a lot of these places that align with the stars and like have all these rock formations in places, like things like Stonehenge, they were built not that long ago, or put there not that long ago, and they align to all the astrological stuff because the Freemasons know all that kind of knowledge and play with it and love it. And if they're just messing with us, inventing a false history in this 200-year so far little season, you know, to forge a false narrative and a false history. Like in the Middle East, they're just building fake ruins in places to try and make it seem like that's the place where it all went down. Who knows? Who honestly knows, though? It's one of those, isn't it? Fun to think about. It's fun to think about, I'll say that much. Everyone wants to feel special. You could put the shirt on backwards if the collar isn't too high in the back. I'm not sure, to be honest. It's probably soaked through, Kanga. I'm not going to lie. It was a lot of vomit at the time. Jason Jack's theory on where Jerusalem was makes a lot of sense, says Bruce. I have to look into that. I won't want to hazard a guess right now and butcher it. Or were you at on the Trinity? I think it's a mystery, and I'm okay with that. The name of the YouTube channel again, please. What YouTube channel? I don't know which one you mean there, Joyce. Tartaria Australia just did something on Egypt, having all these reconstructed fake statues everywhere. Kelly's there right now. Okay. So Caerwent is the real Jerusalem. Okay. I don't know where that is. Do you believe Jesus appeared in various places around the world after the fall of Jerusalem? I know he's... Well, possibly, if he came back. Yeah, I mean, if he walked the earth for 1,000 years during his millennial reign with the saints, he possibly went everywhere. Regularly, you know, who's to say? I don't see why not. That's really desperate, pathetic to go to the trouble to make fake ruins. Well, you know, if you rewrite history, you're going to have the stuff to back it up sometimes. And maybe that's what happened. Again, it's a theory. You know, it's a theory. Who knows? Um, something about bombings. I'm not sure what's going on there. I don't know if you answered, if someone answered to that comment where I asked to use that composition of yours. Do you have somewhere to download it from? Says Lank. Lank, so you, yeah, you like, you enjoyed the composition that I created for my little intro. Yeah. Again, if you want to use it and sing over it, that's fine. You know, but put my name somewhere or the channel's name as well somewhere, so people know where you got the music from. Hopefully it'll lead them back to this channel. That'd be really helpful. I do have an audio file I could send to you. But it's, I created all of it about 10 years ago, all the music you hear. The only person, I had a friend add the synth drums in because I didn't have the program to do it. So that's it. But it's my own piano, it's my own guitar, it's my own riff, it's my own music. Yeah, if you want to rap over it, go for it. And if it's in a foreign language, that's fine. Well, I think you said you were Swedish or something. Email me at understandingconspiracy@gmail.com and I'll see if I can send the file over to you for the raw audio. Absolutely. Absolutely nobody would miss it. Are we arguing? Are we arguing it again? What's going on? The Trinity is God. Jesus Christ is God. Oh, we're arguing about that. Ugh, is it worth it? Is it worth it? I don't know. Did you see the old photos of cranes lifting and placing the stones at Stonehenge? Says Genesee. I remember that. I remember seeing that, yeah. Absolutely. Paul, is there anything specific you would like prayer for? Pray for both of my sons. They're a bit under the weather right now. It'd be good to get them feeling good again. I wouldn't put it past them to create fake ruins, says Kanga. Look at all the other things they do. Remember the fake space shuttle disaster just to give mass trauma? Yeah. Yeah, what is beyond these people? When you really start to think about it, they've lied about every single thing. Everything you can imagine, you know. If they're willing to lie about the shape of the Earth, what else are they going to lie about? You know, building a few ruins here and there is not that bad in comparison, is it? So, yeah, I really wouldn't put it past any of them. The show that you're going to be on. Oh, it's the podcast is called I forgot the podcast name already. I'm blanking. Look it up or something like that. I'll look into it. Look into it. Yeah. We'll see where it ends up. I'll if you're a Patreon member, I'll upload my recording of the interview to Patreon. And then as soon as he releases it on his podcast, I'll announce it on my page so you can all go and check it out, you know. That's fine. And then I'll obviously release it on the channel as well. I'll ask Verdi's permission first and all that type of stuff. I don't know if it's going on YouTube or not. I don't know. I don't know what he's planning to do with this, to be honest. It's not worth it because Christ is king and authority was given to him, so no one needs to argue over petty insight. Exactly, Christ is king. That's all we need to know. He's our king, he's our lord, he's our savior, and it's thanks to his sacrifice that we have a way back to the Father, and we are saved, should we so believe in him. So, there you go. Take it. It's free. It's a free offer of salvation. Go get it. Look into it, 777. Maybe? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it... I've not done much research into any of it. It's Eddie Bravo, yeah. The Nephilim look like Tengu, says the Tengu. I believe Tengu, isn't that supposed to be a parody created by the Japanese of Jewish people? For something like that. So I don't know about that. Okay, guys, so it's 10-2. I'm going to have to go and get ready for this podcast. Thanks for joining me for this quick Q&A, just a quick conversation, just a bit of fun. Just catching up with you guys. Thanks for all the support people are giving there. Like I said, I'll keep you posted on what's going on with this podcast visit, and I will record my own audio and video of this and upload it to Patreon. Afterwards, you can join Patreon. It's $5. That gives you access for a month to all the extra content on there. There is quite a bit of extra content in there and early access stuff, so go check that out. There's the members-only live show Q&As on there as well. So if you are a member on YouTube, I upload those members-only talks to Patreon as well, so you're not missing out. So there you go, guys. Go and check it out. It won't be on members-only, I don't think. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, but right now I'm just going to stick to Patreon until I understand where I legally stand with re-uploading the podcast with Eddie Bravo, you know. But I'll pop it on Patreon because it's not going to break any barriers going on there or anything, I imagine. But if you can't wait, you can go sign up to Patreon for a month. It's just $5 and you'll have access to it and everything else. There we go. Thanks, guys. Thanks for listening, and as always, God bless.